Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, I was talking today with a buddy of mine, and he was showing me an article about how people would rather have a robot boss than a human one. What is going on with this world? What is going on in our heads that we would prefer to have a robot boss than a human one? I don't know. That's a subject for another day. Our guest today, a very interesting young man, his name is Logan Sneed. He is a stage 4 cancer survivor who has now become a six-figure online entrepreneur, as well as the author of the book, Thank You, Cancer. Logan has built his business while going through chemotherapy and radiation and now guides people in building their online health and fitness. And he's joining us right now, Logan Sneed. How you doing, Logan?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How are you?
I hope you're doing better than you were when you had to go through all this stuff that I just got done saying. Wow.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. But yeah, it's definitely a lot better, and I feel better than I ever have in my life. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a journey.
And you're all of 23 years old, and you must have gone through this at a pretty young age. And now the book, Thank You, Cancer. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your journey real quick in 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, so long story short, it was one day I was driving to the gym, had a random seizure for the first time in my entire life while I was driving, and I was actually FaceTiming while I was driving. And suddenly it led to them figuring out what is going on. He's never had a seizure in his life. He's never done any drugs. He's never done anything bad to himself at all. And that led to an MRI, which led to, okay, there's something in his head. We have to potentially get a surgery. So that led to, you know, brain surgery. Then it came to diagnosis. Diagnosis was a stage 4 glioblastoma brain tumor. And it's known as the number one most deadly cancer in the world. Doctors told me, said, hey, you only have 1 to 10 years left to live. We're only going to try chemotherapy, radiation. We can't do anything about this. So I'm sorry to tell you that. And we'll do the best we can. So it left me hopeless. It left me, you know, weak. I mean, I was like lost in my life, and I really just felt worthless. And so suddenly I was able to transform my life and figure out, you know, what the ketogenic diet is. And I truly believe that this journey has saved my life. And kind of to summarize it up, you know, my journey going through brain cancer and being diagnosed and going through depression, loneliness, you know, a breakup in the middle of all that stuff and feeling lost has really helped me grow. And it actually has been some of the best things that have ever happened to me. And so in my book, you know, Thank You, Cancer, I show how horrific things like cancer, like depression, like loneliness, weak, you know, feeling weak, whatever, those can actually be some of the best things that have ever happened to us. And I know it's hard to realize right in the moment, but long term, when you really look at it, you can use those things to shape yourself for the long term and where you want your life to go. So,
wow. How old were you when this all happened? And by the way, don't text, don't FaceTime while you drive. Don't do any of that while you drive. But how old were you now that I've said that?
Well, actually, so I've never done that in my life. And if I actually didn't do it that one time, I probably would be dead. So it actually is a good thing that I did it that one time, because she witnessed where, you know, like she knew where I was going and she knew exactly what was happening, because I was actually driving alone. So yeah, I know. Trust me. Like I've never even considered doing that in my life until that one moment. That's the weirdest thing. That's crazy about it. It's like,
right.
That's when you look back and you say like, these things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was 19 years old. I was on my way to 20, and I was in the middle of my freshman year of college at the time.
Mm. Wow. Are you cancer free now?
So I truly believe that I am, but doctors will never come and tell me that I am. Brain cancer is so different than all other cancers out there. Brain cancer is just so like microscopical and so in depth that they'll never be able to say, hey, you're cancer free for good. But I truly believe that I am, because the tumor was 100% removed. So there's no tumor in there. And I truly believe I've done everything to starve off any traces of cancer, if anything is in there. So I truly believe that I am.
Well, it's a life sentence now, because guess what? You don't want to take any chances. This was a wake up call from God. You took it. You're doing good. We're going to see if we can help folks to learn how to make, as you call it, a six-figure online entrepreneur income. You did it while you were going through chemotherapy and radiation. Well, that's what we want to learn here at Entrepreneur Weekly. All right, take a break, and we'll be right back with more Logan Sneed. I'm Alan Taylor. It's Entrepreneur Week.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. There's lots of great podcasts by other authors, including mine. Also, there's my buddy David Meltzer, who was on a few weeks ago. He has The Playbook, one of the top podcasts out there for folks in business. And Elevator Pitch, his video series. Lots of videos, stories. If you're an entrepreneur, a wantrepreneur, a fitpreneur, you might want to check out entrepreneur.com. We're talking with Logan Sneed, again, stage 4 brain cancer survivor, who has now become a 6-figure online entrepreneur. He's only 23 years old. I salute you, brother. I think this is fantastic. A website, by the way, fitpreneuracademy.com. You can also find him at logansneed.com, S-N-E-E-D.com. And there's more. I'll give you more along the way because there's a lot going on with this young man. So, Logan, you go through all this. Now, let's just talk about when you decided, all right, I've got to be an entrepreneur. I've got to do something of value with my life. I now know that I have a value here because God allowed me to live through that. So give us, just start right there with that moment of you decided, I'm not just going to be an average human being.
Yeah, so I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur my entire life, actually. I've always wanted it through high school. I wanted it as soon as I got there to college. I've wanted it forever. And really, I believe it or not, I actually started my own supplement company at the time, and I was diagnosed and the company is actually doing really well. But then I was like, well, hold on. I can't take these supplements anymore if I'm fighting brain cancer. Like, I got to, you know, kind of hold myself down a little bit more to this. So I ended up getting rid of the business and I started, you know, going on my own diet, seeing my own physical results. And the results actually were so impressive that people were like, how in the world did you do that while doing chemo and radiation? Like, is that even possible? And so I was posting it on social media. And so it got to a point where people were like, how did you do it? How did you do it? How did you do it? And I was like, wait, hold on, this could be it. This is something different. I can build my own online health and fitness business if people are curious on what I'm doing. And we'll just see where it goes. And so I started, man, and it just kind of snowballed. I never slowed down, never second guessed it. And, you know, it turned into a 6-figure business and dropped out of college and achieved a dream.
Isn't that funny? Necessity is the mother of invention. And you knew that you needed to take a little bit better care of yourself with all this, you know, chemo and radiation. And you had a little bit of knowledge already about the supplements and stuff for your, you know, looked like maybe your bodybuilding or whatever you were doing just to stay fit. And So what, let me just ask you, because you also have Fusion Lean, and that leads right into that. Maybe you could talk to us about Fusion Lean and how, you know, how you're making this 6-figure online income right now.
Yeah. So, again, I have two businesses, Fitpreneur Academy and FusionLean.com, but I, you know, it was the weirdest thing, man. I was like, you know what? That's it. That's the business. And then I was like, all right, let's come up with a name. And believe it or not, like the first name I came up with was FusionLean.com. And again, I just sparked it within probably about a week or so. And, you know, my first sign up was my grandfather. And I was like, yeah, let's go. And, you know, obviously it really snowballed from there when people had no clue really what the ketogenic diet was, in the sense of like the whole new market. It was literally wasn't even like born yet. And I was one of those people that's hopping into something that's, you know, obviously really hot now. And I was like one of those people who was hopping in when it was not saturated. It was very, very lonely market, but it suddenly grew so fast. And so, yeah, Fusion Lean just popped out of the blue pretty quickly.
Man, you live a bit of a blessed life, I think, even though, like you said, you survived cancer. Your book is Thank You, Cancer. And for me to say you live a blessed life, the average person would go, oh, my God, he almost died. He went through all that hell. But you know what? Sometimes, you know what they say when you're going through hell? Keep going. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you did. You just kept going. Wow. So let's tee up the next segment, building a six-figure online business. How would you tee that up for the next segment?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, again, really, it's about really building a personal brand. A lot of people go into the online, you know, world thinking like, I got to be like him or her. I have to have millions of followers, right? But what really stands out is when you tell your story and you make it different and make it relatable to people. And that's what's going to capture attention right there.
Right. All right. When we come back, we're going to have Logan talk about entrepreneur mindset, how to conquer the odds as an entrepreneur in this crazy world when, you know, it's like your own doubts are your worst enemy. Oh, nobody's going to take it. No, nobody's going to believe me. I'm a young person. I'm an old person, whatever it might be. You got to get past the doubts and just do it like Logan Sneed has done. LoganSneed.com on the web, FitpreneurAcademy.com, and FusionLean.com. This guy's rocking. 23 years old. You know, what's your excuse? You didn't have brain cancer. I didn't have it. So there you go. We'll come back with more and see what he has to say. Be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our guest right now, Logan Sneed, author of the book Thank You Cancer and Six-Figure Entrepreneur, helping people build their online health and fitness businesses. So, all right, Logan, coming back to our theme that we were talking about, what to you is an entrepreneur mindset?
Mindset is, I know it sounds, you know, gory. I know it sounds dirty, but really like a lonely mindset can be some of the best mindset. It may not be easy at first, but you have to understand that having a lonely mindset is honestly going to open up so many gates in your life, because having a lonely mindset is going for big goals that not many people will go towards. And a lot of people will go around and like, they'll hear what he has to say or see what he achieved. And they say, oh, if he didn't do it, then that's a little difficult. Right. If you have a lonely mindset and understanding you going through it with a grit like mentality of being relentless, having goals, having accountability and having productivity, you put those facets together and creating the best version of yourself, and you remain consistent with all of those things, that's a mindset that will help people achieve the success they want.
All right. I got a question for you. Kind of a quick and easy one. What's your favorite book?
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
I love it. Okay, that's good. That's good. All right, so we're talking about what it takes to make a six-figure income. And, of course, we're talking to a college dropout who is doing it and stage 4 brain cancer survivor. So the question I have next would be, how do you think people can conquer, first of all, the fear, the doubt, and the odds as an entrepreneur in today's world?
Yeah, I think what's so cool about today's world is that there's so many solutions to everything. And I think if they understand in their mind that like, okay, it's not working right now, my business isn't going well, you have to understand that there's a solution to everything, right? Like even hundreds of years ago, there was not a solution to everything. Tom Jefferson never had a solution to his light bulb. Steve Jobs never had a solution of somebody else that he could learn from. So they had to do it literally on their own. And so now in today's world, we have solutions to everything. And I mean, it's everything from online, everything from learning from other people, seeing what's already out there. And so, yeah, I mean, I would say just have such an open mind and willing to teach and learn from your own teaching and your own self.
What book did you say you liked? What was it called again?
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Which the opposite of that is, you know, how to make enemies and take advantage of people. So I like your choice.
yeah. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, look, my friend calls this lifestyle relationship capital. And I believe that in life, you know, how you live your life, how you go about your day, who you spend the most time with tells a lot about you. And at the end of the day, you either have relationship capital that can help you in your life because they're good people, they're hardworking people, they're people of success, or you're hanging out with a bunch of losers. There's no capital there. That's bankrupt, right? So You know, this is like who you spend the most time with is kind of, you become the collective soul of those five people. Those five people you spend the most time with. Anyway, all right. How about building a personal brand? What have you learned about building a personal brand, Mr. Logan Snead?
Yeah, I would really say taking a story, right? Everyone has their own story. And even if you don't have a crazy story of brain cancer by any means, like we all have been through something, right? And if we're somebody wanting to start our business, it seems like we may have overcome certain obstacles already. And if we can use what we have been through in the sense of like, I overcame going through, you know, low confidence with my body. I overcame that. And now I'm very happy with where I'm at in my life. And if you express that and it will really humble yourself by expressing the things that you've been through. And people see that as like, wow, like that really makes me want to open up too. Yeah. So I would say build a personal brand by expressing your story, showing what you've been through, how you've overcome these things, and really building a brand from it.
Well, for 23, you're a well-spoken young man. You're an entrepreneur, and I salute you for what you've been through. And you don't sound bitter at all. You sound like you just have moved on and taken what you've got in life, and you've built on top of it. This company, Fitpreneur Academy, if you give me 30 seconds, what is that? What do you do there?
Yeah, so I help people build their online health and fitness business, taking their story, taking a personal brand and building that into something that can go change lives and allow them to make money and do it for a living.
It's fantastic. And Fusion Lean, if I go there, am I somebody that's overweight or am I just somebody that wants to be healthy? Who is that?
Yeah, so I mean, that's for really anybody that wants to transform their life mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, change a new lifestyle, diet. They want to lose weight, lose body fat, gain lean muscle. Those sort of things. That's kind of really a summary of FusionLean.com.
What are you most proud of, Logan Snead?
Oh, man, never giving up and never slowing down. Each day is another day, one step closer to it all. I mean, you know, the success is not the end point. Really, the success is just loving every single day and really going full throttle at what I love doing.
Who is your hero in life?
Oh, man, my hero in life. I would say my parents, but let me give you another answer to that. I would say my brain surgeon, who he had a whole different mindset. The first brain surgeon said I wouldn't be able to speak or hear after the surgery. The second one said, don't sweat it. If I'm doing the surgery, I got you. You don't have to worry about it. And so my life was on the line, and he went through it with the full mentality that I've never seen before. And voila, he achieved it. So
you achieved it. Good for you.
Thank you.
Logan Snead, survivor of stage 4 brain cancer, now 6-figure online entrepreneur. He can help you. Check him out, LoganSnead.com. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, I wake up every morning and I want to become the best me I can be. So how do you become the best you can be? Well, maybe we talk to the guy who is the founder of The Best You. He's also CIO. His name is Bernardo Moya. He's joining us right now. The Best You Corporation Incorporated. And Bernardo, tell the world, what is The Best You and how do you become The Best You?
Hi, Alan. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, working at it, I suppose. So working at it. Keep going and never giving up. I get a lot of people now understand the importance of kind of enhancing, improving, updating our own software. You know, we learn very few things in school, and it's only with life and time, life experiences, but also by, you know, putting yourself out there to learn new things. And I just feel that we all have that obligation to become the best version of ourselves, and we have to explore that for our own personal reasons, but also, if not for any other reason, for our kids and for those that look up to us to, you know, to ultimately not only become the best version of ourselves, the ripple effect will be making the world a better place too.
Well, I see CIO is usually chief innovation officer. You're calling yourself the chief inspirational officer and founder of The Best You. You guys have four expos already held in London, one in Long Beach, California, like 25,000 visitors, over 500 exhibitors. And now you're going to have one in March at the LA Convention Center. I'm going to go to it on the 20th and 21st of March. If you guys are listening and you guys want to go, check it out. Do you have a website for The Best You? Is it probably what? TheBestYou.com?
TheBestYouExpo.com for the actual expo. TheBestYouExpo.com. Okay. Our brand is TheBestYou.co.co.
Okay.
That's how you can find us. Anyone want to get involved or want to work with us? But TheBestYouExpo.com. We've got the upcoming events in L.A. We've actually got another one happening in Dallas, but the first one's in L.A., 21st of March.
Well, and you guys have The Best You magazine and a YouTube channel and soon more TV and stuff like that. But what do you do at The Best You Expo?
Well, I've been doing events for quite some time now, and I've been in the personal development industry for quite some time. I mean, I started with NLP, with neuro-linguistic programming. I became a trainer myself. It was something that became very appealing, very interested. I was very interested in it. But I started identifying that the personal development, personal professional industry was very fragmented, where, you know, everyone used to do their own thing. So I thought, how cool would it be if we had a brand that, you know, could really engage and communicate with people from all over the world, that could provide those speakers, those authors, a platform where they could share their expertise and a place where people could find them in whatever format they wanted it, you know, either online through articles and you know, through educational platforms. But for us, it was always about the live events, about connecting. So yeah, we started with that, with the idea of The Best You Expo, and it's just grown into this beautiful thing where we've had, with all our shows now, we've had close to 70,000 people attend and more than 700 speakers. So, you know, it's just evolved. And what people find there is all sorts of experts, leaders in any and every aspect of what personal professional growth might be. And I've always wanted to be very anti-niche. I wanted it to be very experiential. I wanted people to come there with an open mind. So what we've got is 10 breakout rooms, which are all themed differently. We have a room for empowering women. We've got a room that we call the man cave. We've got the meditation and yoga. We've got the passion to profit. We've got the masters, mentors, and influencers, and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. The inspiration zone as well is very cool. So we have all sorts of really amazing things with 150 speakers throughout the 2 days, 150, 160 brands sharing their expertise and what they have on offer. And everyone and anyone that seems to attend has this same idea of being open to learning and with great energy. We all meet together for 2 days and it's just a big buzz.
I know you also work for about the last decade with Paul McKenna and Dr. Richard Bandler with this neuro-linguistic programming. Can you talk about that for a minute? What is that?
Yeah, neuro-linguistic programming has been around for a long time. It's actually developed here by Dr. Richard Bandler and another guy called John Grinder. They came up with this technology, which is all really about thinking. It's the study of excellence. How do successful people do what they do, and what are their thought processes? And how could you replicate those techniques and those strategies and provide them or install them in other people? And that's why the whole idea of the neuro, the brain, the linguistics is the language that we use when we talk either to other people or ourselves. And the programming is a set of basically systems that you can then help other people overcome all sorts of amazing things. It's extremely powerful to communicate language. We use hypnosis to help people overcome limiting beliefs, cure phobias, for people to become more confident, to lose weight. NLP is used vastly in the coaching industry, and a lot of the greats that are out there have used and applied NLP, the likes of Tony Robbins, you know, obviously Paul McKenna, and so many other people that have used this technology. It's very powerful. I was trained by them, but I've had the pleasure to work with them for 10 years. I still run their seminars in London. So we do the licensed practitioner, master practitioner with them in London through NLP Life Training.
Nice, nice. Well, personal development, promoting The Best You Corporation Incorporated, The Best You Expo coming up, you guys, March 20th and 21st. We're going to take a little break and come back and find out a little bit more about our guest, Bernardo Moya. He is the, as he calls himself, the Chief Inspirational Officer and founder of The Best You, and how maybe you can be a better you, like I need to be a better me, every single day. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We're here for you to help you become the best you. Jeez, I should be I'll just be a talk show host. I'll be right back. Don't forget Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Our website, entrepreneur.com. I would tell you how to spell it, but it takes too long. You'll just have to Google the word entrepreneur. It's one of those words everybody gets wrong till they get it right. Till they become an entrepreneur, then they wear that crown upon their head so proudly they never forget how to spell it again. Our guest right now is Bernardo Moya, Chief Inspirational Officer and founder of The Best You. And again, he's got the Best You Expo coming up. You can find out more information at thebestyouexpo.com on the web, and it'll be held at the LA Convention Center March 20th and 21st. I'll be there. I mentioned that you're an author, a speaker, publisher, TV producer, seminar promoter, you know, all this kind of stuff. And you work in the personal development and promoting space, but you're also an author. Your latest book, Find Your True Purpose. And in the commercial break, everybody, I got to tell you, I always love to do this. We talk in the commercial break. And I said, you know, so what's it about? And he says, well, you know, it's what I've learned, the essential skills to succeed through my failures, this, that, and the other. I love the honesty, by the way, because that's how you gain, you know, no pain, no gain, as they say in the gym. That's how you gain that, you know, that the character it takes to deal with when things go wrong in your daily life. Sometimes, you know, it's okay, this too shall pass, or all right, we got to find the problem and fix it right now. And guess what? You take care of that problem before it overtakes you. So there's just things that happen in life that, you know, you've been in business a number of years, and then you look back and you go, oh my God, I wish I could have had those bits and pieces of information earlier. And a lot of them, you can learn from friends. I always tell people, listen, you hang around with a bunch of duds, what are you going to be? You're going to be a dud. You hang around with a bunch of successful people, with leaders, moral people that have, you know, purpose in their life, purpose-driven life. And all of a sudden, you're going to find that same stuff. That's what this show is about. So, Bernardo, talk about your book, Find Your True Purpose. Tell me about it.
The book is called The Question, Find Your True Purpose. And the book is based on, as you mentioned, you know, it's based on my life as an entrepreneur for 35 years. If it's about character, I've got a lot because I've failed a lot. I've done a lot of businesses, and unfortunately, I failed a few times. I was in real estate. I failed. Well, first time was at the age of 26, which, you know, I just had a baby and a little kid, and that was it. Started from rock bottom again, even lower. And then that was a little bit more challenging at the age of 38, 40, because as I say in the book, I had tasted wealth.
Right.
You know, I considered myself wealthy and a millionaire, but the banks disagreed. The banks disagreed, and they said it was all theirs, and they took it all back, and I had to start all over again.
Mm.
So the book is based on that. It's based on my experiences and then how personal development, you know, kind of helped me kind of build a new career and start all over again, and how I reinvented myself. So the book is about what I've learned as an entrepreneur, but also what I've learned within the personal development industry with my unique take. I definitely have a unique take. Not everyone has gone through what I've gone through, because I know, although there's a lot of people that either are very interested in personal development, or there's a lot of people that are coaches and trainers, and some people might be promoters. I've done all of those things, you know, and kind of my take is on how to be able to really think and how to use the way that you think in order to achieve what you want in life and to be solution driven. And that's what I share in the book. And it's, as I said, it's out there now, but it's also coming out in Audible very soon, I think in the next 2-3 weeks.
Well, all right. Then, you know, of course, they can always find that at thebestyou.co. And or they can check out his website, Bernardo-Moya.com, Bernardo-Moya.com, about the book. Again, the question, Find Your True Purpose. All right. After doing all this stuff in the personal development space, what in that space do you think needs to change? Because as the world turns, right, things get better and things do need to change.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I say with love is that I've identified and I've seen that there's a lot of people that start with great intentions, and a lot of people do amazing things, and they really share and they really help people. They put so many free resources out there. There really are so many, many generous people out there, and it is the norm. For me and my brand, it always has been about being congruent and honest with our message. I think, as I said, the personal and professional growth industry, I think, you know, us leaders, authors, coaches, we need to be holding the flag of change and transforming, you know, the world into becoming a better place. So it's about educating people to become better, but also by them becoming better, making sure that we leave a legacy that is worthy. But what I think needs to change is that a lot of people, you know, who aren't necessarily congruent with their message. And what I mean by that is I've met people that, you know, have written books about happiness and so on, and they're the most miserable people you can meet. Or I've met people that, you know, talk about wealth and they've never been wealthy, or talk about entrepreneurship and they've never actually had a successful business. So I think the idea around the industry is that, and I encourage sometimes people to read their own books. I said, if only you read your own book and you were half of who you are, or you say you are on that book, then hey, kudos to you. So more congruency, more honesty, more being, you know, aligned with what personal professional growth should be all about, which is about helping others, not only helping yourself. That's kind of what we preach a little bit.
Well, you know what? And here's what I've learned. We all need to learn how to be better servants in this life, because we are, you know, even from the time we're little children, it's mine, mine, mine. You know, and what I've learned how to do is look at that side of me that's that little kid inside that says, I want that, I want that, I want that. It's like going against literally one of the commandments, you know, when I want everything everybody else has and I want it now. But that's just that little kid inside of me that needs to be, you know, needs to be brought under control, because at some point we literally have to grow up. And then as what we learn is that, you know, like my nephew right now, he needs a root canal. And he's like, oh, I just can't afford it. And I said, you know what? I'll pay for it. I'm learning how to be a giver instead of a taker. And I think that's such an important thing. One of the big things as adults we need to learn how to do, which is to serve. We're going to take a little break.
Yeah.
Come back. I've got some more questions for Bernardo Moya. Hang with us, Bernardo. Again, March 20th and 21st at the LA Convention Center, the Best You Expo. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, coming up in March, the 20th and the 21st, at the Los Angeles Convention Center, the Best You Expo, kind of the collective soul of the personal development space, put on by our guest right now, Bernardo Moya. He is the Chief Inspirational Officer and founder of The Best You. And it sounds to me, after hearing a little bit about your story, Bernardo, and people, by the way, you can find thebestyou.co, not .com, .co. Leave the M off of there. It's just .co. All right. Reinventing yourself. It sounds like that's what you had to do at kind of midlife. Did you?
Yes, I did. I did. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something with a lot more meaning. And I was really looking at a new beginning. For me, it meant it was quite challenging because I lived in the south of Spain, so I had to move to London, and I commuted there literally for the first 3 years, leaving my family still in Spain. So I reinvented myself into kind of becoming from a real estate, I don't know, entrepreneur, promoter, building properties to you know, a promoter of events and seminars. So it was related in the fact that I loved selling and marketing, but it was something, doing something completely different that I really had no concept of.
Right.
I believe reinventing doesn't necessarily mean to become someone completely different. It is simply using the skills that you've learned, you know, over the years, and obviously being applied to doing something different. I mean, for me, there was a lot of common ground there with obviously selling and marketing, which I loved. And I remember in my early years, I used to work in nightclubs and do parties. So kind of like, you know, what happened is that I ended up doing these big gigs, which were obviously expos, which are during the day. So that there was a lot of it that I used to do, but I did something completely different. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to become a better version of myself. And so it wasn't being someone completely different. It was just doing something different. And it can be achieved. I think people struggle with the idea of reinventing themselves, but I believe that it's never too late. And for me, it wasn't. And I know, and the life is full of people that have reinvented themselves. And I highly encourage people to look into that if they're stuck on that rut.
You know what I like about what you just said is literally, how old were you when you had to do this? In your mid 40s, right?
My early 40s. I just started, it was my early 40s.
So here you get to this place in your life, and you know, of course, we've got quite a few people listening and on the radio stations that we're on around the country, and then it goes to podcast and goes to worldwide because of the internet with entrepreneur.com. But basically what you just said was take inventory of your life. You look back across your life. It's almost like, you know, stop for a minute. Turn around and look back at your life of all your accomplishments, the things that you have done that you love to do. And for you, like you said, which is kind of funny, you know, I used to, you know, throw big parties and stuff. That was fun, you know, and I like this over here. That was fun. And you put those two together and almost like a Reese's peanut butter cup, you got chocolate and peanut butter. And that's probably, I mean, that's how, remember, I don't know if you remember the commercials. They used to actually play these fun commercials where two people run into each other and one's eating peanut butter, the other one's eating chocolate. And he drops the chocolate inside the peanut butter and they're like, wow, that's literally what you did. You just looked at, what have I done in my life that was fun, you know? And that's how entrepreneurs are. They're like, all right, enough of this garbage. Let's do something fun now. And so I can't wait to come to your The Best You Expo that'll be happening, everybody, in Los Angeles, March 20th and 21st. Don't forget, he's got a book out there, The Question, Find Your True Purpose. You can find out more about our friend Bernardo Moya. It's his name, Bernardo-Moya, MOYA.com on the web. You can find out more about the Best You Expo at exactly that. TheBestYouExpo.com. Again, Los Angeles Convention Center, March 20 and 21. You want to become the best you? This is where you want to go. Bernardo, thank you. I look forward to seeing you there and meet you in person.
So do I. Thank you so much.
All right. By the way, and while we were on the phone, on the radio here, your team called and they're like, is everything going okay? I'm like, yes, I'm talking to him right now. I love it. He's got a good team behind him. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. You want to become the best you? Tune in here every week. See you next time. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.